Get ready for Big Guy Small Talk. What's going on, everyone? How you doing? Man, it's a beautiful day today. I had a call in sick at work, though, man. I got the sniffles, a little bit of a cold. I don't know where the hell I got it, but it sucks. Woke up hella sick, and then luckily at noon started feeling like a human again. So went outside in this beautiful weather, washed the car. Just really wanted to be outside, man, because we haven't had cool weather here in a while. So let me introduce today's guest. Her name is Jessie, and Jessie is from the Midwest, and she moved to Dallas when she was 18 years old for college. And she has lived in Dallas since, man. Why wouldn't you? This city is the shit. I lived in Oklahoma for a little bit, I lived in Houston for a little bit, and it all sucked. Dallas is the best. Don't ever move. If you don't like Dallas, let me know. Dude, we'll go out. I'll show you a good time. I'll show you how great this city can be. If anything, there's always Fort Worth, too. So you got that other world over there. That's also a dope-ass place. Just let me know. But a little bit more about Jess. Jessie is the manager of a bar that is a staple here in Dallas, the Old Monk. If you have never heard of the Old Monk, where the hell have you been? The Old Monk has been around for as long as I've known. I'm sure it's been around for a while. I don't have the actual dates. If you do, tweet that date to @BigGuySmallTalk on Twitter, or hit us up on Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media you want, dude. It doesn't matter. Anyways, she's the manager there. So go show her some love. Go to Old Monk. Order some drinks. Tip the servers well. Because we talk about how tipping is pretty much an indicator whether you're an asshole or not. Sometimes you're broke. You have to tip something, man. I mean, they're serving you drinks and food, and they don't get paid shit. Tips is how they live, you know? And especially you cheap Uber Eats people who order the Uber Eats, and Uber doesn't require you to tip, and you don't tip your driver. Tip the damn driver. Even $2, man. It's better than $0. So tip them something. I know I was guilty of it for a little bit, and I have since then changed my ways. But she works there, and we recorded this episode at Toasted, which is a spot in Lower Greenville. Delicious, man. They got these thick ass slices of bread that they make. It's homemade bread, and I had like a ganache, I think it was. I don't know. It was like a chocolate avocado spread. It had pecans on it, had some brie cheese. Did it have anything else on it? Nope, think that's it. It was pretty delicious. That was for dessert. And then I had this beef sandwich, this steak sandwich. It was hella good. Highly recommend you go. The drinks were bomb, strong, full of liquor, how I like them. Just a quick little note, too. They didn't sponsor us. We didn't get shit for free when we went there. I just wanted to tell you about this spot because it's hella good. The furniture's cool. Plenty of places to sit and do work. The music was cool. Everyone was nice. Everything was high quality. Definitely go. Take a date. Go do work. Doesn't matter. It's a good spot. It's got it all for you. I think that's it. I think I've said everything I needed to say. So with that being said, enjoy the episode. What is up, people? This is Raphael. I'm here at Toasted. Toasted here in Dallas, Texas. Is this Greenville, Lower Greenville area?
Maybe this is Lower Greenville.
I don't know if it's considered Lower. It's really Lower Greenville because we got some brown people walking the streets. so it's really cool. This place is pretty dope. They have an indoor patio for dogs. So if your dog is super high maintenance and needs a place to chill, this is the spot to come. But anyways, I'm here with the lovely Jess, and do you just want to say a little bit about yourself, age, what you do for a living, relationship status, maybe?
All right. Well, my name is Jess. I live here in Dallas, Texas. I am 28 years old, and for a living, I manage a bar, and I'm also a bartender there. And I have a boyfriend. His name is Tom, and we've been together for 7 months, almost 8 months now.
Wow, so like new-ish kind
of. Yeah, that's not been too long yet.
Cool. Do you want to say the name of the bar? Is that weird? You just not want, just in case?
Like... Will I get stalkers?
I don't know.
I could just shout it out. It's called the Old Monk.
Yeah, you creepers. So if you want to find Jess, go to the Old Monk.
It's a really
good
bar,
I'll tweet out
though,
her schedule later.
When I work.
Full detail.
No, it's a really good bar. It's been open for like 20 years. So.
Yeah, it is a cool bar. I went there one time. We met there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah. So like a little bit of backstory here. Me and Jess went to undergrad together. And I did not know her. I'm older than she was. Didn't talk. She was in the drama crowd. And I lived in the basement of the math department, so like where I did all my work. And I just messaged her randomly, like, hey, I'm doing this podcast, do you want to be on it? And she was cool enough to say yes. So I met up with the Old Monk, and here we are. And so the first thing I just want to know is, like, tell me a little bit about yourself, just kind of like who you are.
Just like about my personality?
Yeah, dude, okay. Just 2 minutes, if you had to explain yourself. What's the highlight reel?
The highlight reel. So I think I said this earlier, but my twin sister said that if she could describe me as like any like fictional character, I would be Jenna from 13 Going on 30, who is a 13-year-old girl who wakes up one morning in the body of a 30-year-old. And it's really weird at first, but then she has a job and she's really good at it, and she like, I don't know, she's a good adult. Like, I think she actually ends up being a pretty good adult, but she's technically still 13, and she likes to have, like, sleepovers and dance parties, and, you know, it takes place, like, nowadays, so when she was 13, it was in the 80s, so she knows all the words to all the greatest 80s songs, and sings them throughout the movie, and has a lot of dance parties.
Are you an 80s music?
I love 80s music.
Nice.
But I sort of feel that way sometimes, too. Like, I am an adult, but I feel like I'm really... sort of like a little kid. Still,
shout out,
sort
yeah,
of.
We don't know what the fuck we're doing. Like,
yeah.
Almost, I don't, at least.
Almost ever.
Maybe you do, I don't. I know everything I do. I'm like, maybe this is the worst decision I made.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the best.
We're just figuring it out. I 2 years ago, my roommate and I decided to have the year of, okay, which is like, you know, people have the year of yes. And we're like, we're going to do the year of, okay. Which is just like, you're 26 years old and someone's like, do you want to do this? And you're like, yeah, okay. Let's try it.
Why not?
Right? It might be a good idea. I don't know. I feel like I'm a little more organized and put together now than that, but still, I don't...
Were there, like, any no's on that list? Like, drop acid? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I would drop acid. But I have an irrational fear of claymation, and my twin sister told me once that being on acid, everything looked like claymation, so I said no to that, because that sounded really scary.
I wouldn't know, man. Claymation scares the shit out of me, though, too.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you. So it's not,
it's
just
it's weird,
me.
Yeah. I tried watching Robot Chicken with my friends the other day.
No.
That show.
That is terrible.
Extremely terrifying. It's not my favorite.
Even though he's, like, not really anything special, I really love Seth Green for some reason. Like, I don't know why. I just love him. I love him in It. He's a great kid in that, but also as an adult. And so I was like, oh, like this is his show. And I tried to watch like 4 minutes of it, and I was like, nope.
Couldn't do it.
Like, Gumby, that's horrible. Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, there's this coefficient or threshold that they determined recently. I think it's in the last couple decades. About things that are almost lifelike, but they're kind of missing something.
Oh, really?
And so, like, for instance, Happy Feet. Have you ever seen that
movie?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Like, the penguins are, like, almost lifelike, but they're missing something, so it just looks creepy as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I knew the name of the coefficient.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I don't, so look it up, people. Almost lifelike, yeah. Not quite. But so anyways, but back to 13 Going on 30. That's funny, because when you sent in... this like explanation, this was really cool, but I had just seen that movie with my girlfriend like that weekend, and I was just laughing my ass off because I feel like my girlfriend is 13.
Really?
Yeah, she's just a kid, man. She's very childlike, very like chill,
yeah,
and stuff like that. I feel the same. I think most people should be that way. I feel like
yeah, well,
being
I don't
an adult from when we were kids, like, should be just being a kid, but with money and freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's really a lot of it.
Like, if and, you like, were responsibilities. 50, yeah. And, you know, so, like, I don't think I'm immature for 28. Like, I don't think I'm not an adult in that sense. But, you know, I do think there's a lot of me that's still, like, a child. Yeah. I don't try to stress too much. I'm also, the girls that at work, they all call me their mom because... when I'm, like, given responsibility, I do take it seriously. But also that might be more like, you know, when you're 13 and you're a babysitter and you're like, okay, I'm in charge now. You guys have to do this.
Damn right.
Like, if I'm given responsibility, you I take it seriously. Yeah, lay down the law, but...
I'm the opposite. You know? So it's good that I'm not a manager of anything or anyone. So anyways, so just, like, do you have any, like, mottos that you live by or, like, things that you just... that drive you every day?
I don't really have my own particular motto. I really just, like, I don't know. Like, it's, I think it's important to, like, be nice to people and make people happy.
Yeah, don't be an asshole.
Yeah, like, don't be an asshole. Don't be shitty to people. Yeah, I don't know. Like, my thing is just, like, how can you be happy and how can you make other people happy? Yeah. And, like, I wouldn't say my motto is, like, how can I make myself happy? Because that seems like you just tear a lot of people down on the way up. And it's like, you know, how does everybody end up happy? And
dude, I think this is a common theme. Like, I mean, I'm sure your boyfriend is, like, good to other people. And that's something that you really like about him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's one of my
that's just a common theme that I found in, like, talking to women for this podcast. Is that is one of the most unattractive qualities in anyone. Just not even guys, but especially guys. When you're just, like, shitty to someone, it's like, you should treat a stranger like that.
Yeah. It's normal. And when people always say, like, one of the tests as to whether someone's, like, going to be a good person when you go on a date with them is how they treat waitstaff. Because if they're jerks to waitstaff, they're probably not good people. And I met my boyfriend because he would come into the bar. So I was like, I already know that you're nice to bartenders and waiters because I've seen it. So I was like, got that one out of the way right away.
Nice, yeah. It's so nice. Then, speaking of that, have you ever had any, like, weird... bad first dates, good first dates?
I've had a lot of weird first dates. I've definitely... So, I didn't...
Let's start from the least weird and let's build up. So, okay. Like, I want you to take a minute. Think
Let
about,
me think about this.
Yeah.
Like, actual take, dates? Take a beat.
Actual dates. Okay. Yeah, like they said, I want to go on a date with you.
So...
More or less.
So probably, I'm trying to think of the least weird to move up. I think I would like to note now, too, that I didn't go on dates until I was, like, pretty much an adult. Like, I went on a couple when I was younger, but as far as, like, I had a lot of friends in college who would be like, oh, I met, you know, they would, like, meet someone in line at Starbucks or, like, you know, something like that. I actually had a friend that met a lot of people in line at Starbucks. And I was never one of those people in college. Or they, like, meet someone in the gym.
Would she meet a lot of people who were like, dude, just go introduce themselves to her?
They would just come up to her and they'd be like, oh, hey, like, how's it going?
A lot of free coffee.
Yeah. It helped her a lot, I think, during comps. But I was never that. And, like, people would be like, I don't know. Or, like, you know, you read in Cosmo, they're like, meet guys at the gym. And I'm like, I also, like, never went to the gym, but I never, like, met people like that. But anyway, so I didn't really start dating. And then when I was in college, I sort of was in a relationship with various people until I was 26. So I didn't start dating until I was an adult. So all of my dating stories, for the most part, are, like, in the last few years, which, like, maybe makes it weirder because keep in mind that I'm in my mid-20s during all of these. These are all, like, grown-up people. But, really, like, so one weird one that I went on, which is not so much weird. It's not, like, bad. It was just kind of weird. Is I went... So I matched with this guy on Tinder.
Nice.
And he, like...
Would you swipe right often on Tinder? Is it, like, a thing you did?
No, I actually... At the beginning, I really thought about it. I was like, I'm going to do this right. Tinder. And I'd, like, read everyone's profiles. If they didn't have a description, I'd be like, no. Yeah,
really?
I had, like, a lot of rules. Like, if they were on, like, a four-wheeler and said, like, I really love hunting, I was like, we're probably not going to get along.
That's funny.
I don't do well outside. But... So I would, like, think about it a lot. Right.
So,
first.
Like, you matching with someone was, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
Probably.
So, like, okay. I was careful about it. So, and he was, I want to begin by saying that he was really nice. He was a really nice person. But we match, and then he sends me a message. Like, we're already, like, messaging each other. And then 3 days later, and he's not the first person to do this, but he's the first person I went on a date with that did this. He sent me a message, and he was like, "Hi, I think I saw you at your job." And I was like, "Really?"
That's, like, the best way to get to know a girl, right?
Yeah, but he didn't say hi to me while he was there. He, like, waited until, like, a couple days later and was like, "Do you work at this bar? Like, I think I saw you." And so that was, like, a little weird because I was like, you could have just said hi and then, like, come up and talk to me. But he didn't.
Couldn't
he waited.
Though? Like, what if he had done that? Like, hey, we matched on Tinder and I see you.
Yeah, that's a valid point. That might have been
weird, right? Either way,
I probably would have.
He should have just let out the fact he saw you at your job,
yeah.
Or maybe just made it funnier. Like, this is weird.
Just been like, oh, this is awkward. Like, we matched on Tinder. I might just, like, go up and be like, oh, hey, nice to meet you, and then, like, later be like, oh my god, we matched on Tinder. This is fate, and then, like, that would be a good line. No, okay. Don't do that. That was not good. No one do that.
Okay, so anyways, what was the date? What was the whole?
So we go out for drinks, and he's really, really nice. The first, like, sort of awkward thing is that it turns out that he knows a guy that I had met, like, twice, who, like, worked at another bar in, like, the company I work for. So, like, I kind of met this guy, like, twice. But he took this to be like, okay, this is something we have in common. We have a mutual friend. So he just kept talking about this guy the whole time, like, kept bringing it up, and I had nothing to contribute because I really didn't know this guy. And he'd be like, oh, so you know, like, me and, you know, so-and-so went and did this. Like, have you ever been there with him? And I'm like, we are not friends. I don't know him. But okay.
He's just trying to build a bridge, you know?
He's just trying to, like, connect, which I get. But then his friend comes out, a different friend. Like, we're at a bar, and his friend's a bartender there. Not a bar in the company I work for, I want to express that. But we're at a bar. His friend's a bartender. We're chatting and stuff. And then he's like, hey, do you want to, like, come out back and see they're renovating the patio? And I was like, cool. And we go out back. And then the bartender just, like, offers us drugs. And we're in the patio, and he's like, do you want to, like, have... I think he gave us weed, and then someone else offered us coke. And this is the first time we've met, because this is a Tinder date. And he's like,
First time he's seen you.
Not the first time he's seen me.
Just the first time.
But our first time hanging out.
Clear, yeah.
And then he just tries to, you know, give me drugs. And like I said, it's not necessarily like a bad date, but it was just weird. It was a weird first time to happen. And then like 3 months later, I went to a different bar in that same sort of area with a totally different guy. Exact same thing happened. They like brought us to the patio and the bartenders tried to give us drugs. So it depends on who you're.
After this, I'm going to get the name of this bar
Just
to see what's up, you know, validate this info. Okay, so that was the first weird thing.
This is the second. This was just like a small thing, but I went on a date with a guy once who I went and I met him at his place, and we ended up just going over his resume for like 20 minutes.
How did that conversation go?
Well, he was applying for jobs.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, do you want to see my resume? And he never made a resume before.
He's just probably trying to show you, like, hey, I'm forward thinking.
Yeah.
I'm about my future.
I'm, like, doing stuff.
Responsible.
So he shows me his resume, and I'm going to be honest, like, this was partially my fault. This is when my being an adult kicked in maybe a little too much.
Yeah.
He had emojis in the resume.
That's fucking cool.
Just, like, sporadically throughout. And I was like, no, you can't do this.
Zero emojis.
This
in
is not okay.
For those of you looking for jobs, zero emojis zero in emojis. Your damn just don't do it.
If you're wondering the right amount, the amount is zero.
Yeah.
So we're, like, we're going through his thing, and I'm like, no, and he's like, I thought it made me look fun-loving and cool, and I was like, no, it doesn't, and then it ended after we finally finished fixing his resume and taking all the stuff out and, like, thinking about his talents and his skills while trying to figure out what his talents and his skills are. I found out he's an aspiring white rapper, and then he played me his mixtape, so...
Was it cool?
That was fun. No, it was not.
It wasn't good?
But it was not good.
I almost hope it was.
It would have been cool if it was, but it was...
Do you think he just did the resume thing to, like, get you to hang out with him?
No, because I can't remember why I went to his place. I think we were going somewhere else, and we were, like, stopping in there, so he could like feed his dog or something. Like, we went by for some reason, and then he was just like, oh.
He went by because he wanted you to. That's a creepy sounding dude. Jesus
now that I'm
Christ.
Saying it out loud.
He's like, oh, he just had to feed his dog.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But then nothing happened. We just sounds looked at his weird. Resume, and he played me his mixtape for a while.
And it didn't get you going,
it did
huh?
not work, no.
No, you weren't.
It was.
Nope.
No.
No sparks, no magic.
No. Actually, yeah, this is the story of how I met Tom, my boyfriend. We're together now. It was great. It was so good. Oh, it was, did not work out.
Dude, that's a weird one. Helping someone with you were basically like his life coach.
I know. I feel like I was
for a
like,
night.
Like his guidance counselor. Like, do you have any extracurriculars that I can help you with?
Just what the fuck have you done with your life that we can put on this thing? Don't put
anything?
Rap. Please leave that off.
Just say.
No one wants to know.
Do not include a mixtape with your resume.
Which part of Dallas was this in?
This was in, like, East Dallas, kind of everything. It was, like near Deep Ellum.
Okay, so it's already, like, not a it's not reputable for its safety. Like, this area isn't.
No,
oh, yeah, let me go. You're a very trusting person.
I am a very trusting person. I actually say, this is completely off subject, but a couple, like, this one time last summer, my best friend Hannah and I, we met these guys at this bar I worked at, and then we ran into them later at a different bar, and they were like, we're gonna go have a, like, at a party at our place, you guys should come over. And we were like, yeah, and we like go over and we're hanging out,
and that's and where then, like the commercial would stop and go,
that's where it'd be like,
parents, do not let your children
do you know where your daughter yeah. is. And then Hannah's like, I'm gonna leave and I'm gonna go home. And I was like, okay, cool, I'm gonna stay here. And Hannah literally gets in the Uber, and then I suddenly have a moment where I'm like, oh, this is how people get murdered. And I'm like, no, wait, I gotta go.
Sorry, Hannah.
Bye.
Go. Oh,
I like
but Hannah went? Or?
Hannah was leaving and I was gonna stay because I was feeling brave. And then it just hit me. I was like, no, don't do this. And I like ran after her and got in the Uber. I was like texting the guy, like, I'm really sorry, emergency, we had to go. But really, I just realized I was gonna get murdered.
Yeah, that's weird. I feel like we talked about this previously, but like dudes need to understand when they're being weird.
Yes.
Or not even just dudes, but mostly dudes. Like
mostly dudes. Everybody is creepy sometimes, but dudes especially.
Me too. I mean, I went through my fair share of. Yeah. You're weird, bro. Like, you gotta stop being this weird. Sorry.
You gotta bring it down.
Yeah. So you left. So your friend. So they invited y'all.
Yeah.
And your friend Hannah was like, no.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, sure.
I was
sure.
like, I'll do it. I'm brave. It'll be fun. And then I was like, this is how people get murdered. And then I went home. I'm sure they were fine people. Alex, I'm sure you were not a murderer. I'm sure you're fine.
Yeah, and so then one thing that we talked about, because for those of you who don't know Jess, she's a very attractive young lady.
Oh, thanks.
She's very funny, smart. Tom, you're a very lucky man. But you were single for like a long time, right?
Yeah, I was single for
intentionally,
2 years, right? Intentionally, yeah.
So during that time, I mean, I could ask you why intentionally, whatever, finding yourself, all that other stuff, but I'm sure dudes asked you out during that, like, during those 2 years.
Yeah.
So
and I,
how
like,
did that go?
So, and I went on dates during those 2 years.
Right.
So at this point, the music in the background just got way too loud, so I thought I'd just kind of sum up what Jess said. She talked about, a guy she dated that was just really needy. And then he just did things she didn't like. One of those things being that he was rude to her friends, you know, and you don't do that. I mean, we're going to talk about that here in a little bit, but basically you don't ever be rude to the friends, man. I mean, he didn't like them. He was kind of snarky to them. And that sucks, dude. You don't want to be that guy where you can't even be taken around the friends because you don't like them. So anyways, back to the episode.
Just like, he wasn't overall
a bit. Don't ever be rude to the
don't
friends.
Don't be mean to friends. That's important.
You can't really be mean to anyone. But
no, but especially
sure
not the
friends. They got to sign off.
Yeah. If they say it's not okay, I'd probably be like, no. Yeah. And that was the thing. Like, one of my friends really didn't like this guy. So I was just like, you know what? I don't think I want to do this anymore. And it was the first time in my life I ever ended things with someone.
Whoa.
I had tried once in college, and the guy beat me to it and broke up with me first. I was so mad.
Well, y'all both saw that shit coming.
We knew what was happening.
Well, it might have been a relief then. You were like, whew.
Yeah. Okay. I was kind of like, okay, well, at least we're on the same page.
Or were you, like, upset? Were you like, damn it, like, I wanted to
I was kind of mad because I was, like, ready for it. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to end things.
You've been thinking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I'd, like, prepped for it. And then he was like, Jesse, I don't think this is working. And I was like, I know it's not, but, like, I was going to be the one to do this.
Because, like, you should have convinced him to keep dating you, and then just a week later.
Yeah, I just talked him back
killed
into it.
Killed it, yeah. Yeah. Just like, hey, we're over now, bro.
It's been, yeah. Like, this is over.
On my terms.
I'm pretty sure Ted Bundy did that, actually. I'm pretty sure I heard that. I'm not even making that up. That's true. His like, girlfriend broke up with him, and he was like, no, and got back together. And yeah. Then, but, yeah, so we broke. So I ended things with him, and then I was just like, I don't even want to do this anymore. Like, I don't know. I think part of it was, like, I'd always, I don't know, like, my boyfriend before, my last serious boyfriend, he would do little things that bothered me, and I always just kind of put up with them. Or, like, everyone I dated did, like, little things that bothered me that I always put up with. And you don't...
Like what? Like, what's a little thing? Because it may not be little.
That's a good point. So, like, my last serious boyfriend, he had this thing where he didn't like me to walk on, like, the side of the street. And I know that's, like, a gentleman thing.
Right, yeah.
That, like, oh, you
it's
have
very
to do
Southern.
Side. Yeah, which is nothing wrong with that. But he legitimately thought that I couldn't be trusted to not fall into the street.
Hey.
Like, and I don't know, like, that. I was like, I'm an adult. Like, I'll be okay. Or he didn't, I don't know. Like, I am really clumsy. This is a true fact. But he was, like, always worried I was going to break things. And... it's I get like if you're like okay well you're clumsy like I don't want you to hurt yourself but it was like a genuine concern
so
that I would like
he just didn't treat you like
he didn't
an equal.
Like treat me like an equal and I didn't feel like he really trusted me
that's
necessarily
weird. That's a weird dude.
I don't know it was just weird,
that's weird
or just like the mansplaining like people would mansplain things to me a lot
yeah the mansplaining thing is something that I've been guilty of I think also but
really
what are some I mean, from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, I'll catch myself doing it, and I'm like, hey, I'm
going
to finish anyways. I already started.
Just keep
already,
going.
Yeah, I'm just
going
to keep this train rolling into the station, and we'll just end it when it gets there. But no, so, like, what matters to you? Like, I mean, obviously you're dating now, but...
Yeah.
I mean, even before now, like, what are some things that if you saw in a guy, you were like, nope, this isn't going to happen, or some things like, oh, okay, this is really good?
So, probably, like, some things that... I don't know. Like, deal breakers are definitely, like, controlling and possessive. Like, if I see a little bit of that in anybody, I really, really don't like it.
And controlling how? Like, what do you mean controlling?
Just, like, you know, if you have someone who, like, needs to know where you are at all times, I don't like that. And actually, like, my last boyfriend was a little bit like that. He wasn't, like, crazy, but it would be... You know, like, if I was at work and then I went to meet with friends, even if we didn't have plans to hang out or something, he would be like, if I didn't text him and tell him, like, where I was, he wouldn't be like, where are you? Like, he wouldn't think I was cheating on him or something, but he would think I was, like, missing and dead or something like that. I don't know. It was just weird. Like, he really wanted to know where I was at all times. And so I don't like that, or I see that sometimes in, like... Like, you, I don't know, you'll be on a date with a guy and he'll say something like, oh, I wouldn't want my, you know, girlfriend to have male friends because it would be weird and, I don't know, stuff like that. Like, where you feel like they can't trust you. I really don't like that.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of guys, especially if they're with you or they're on a date with you, one, asking you on a date is probably difficult for a lot of guys. You're just attractive. Like, you're just a very attractive woman. You're funny. You're... usually surrounded by people who like you and they're laughing. So it's like getting into that circle is like hard. Because they're like, well, they can't just go straight to you. Like they have to go through people to get to you usually if it's an in-person kind of thing. But then they're also like, oh, she's really attractive. Like I'm, and they could just be insecure. It's like, I don't want other dudes hitting on her.
Yeah.
Like could have been like they trust you, but like they're just dudes
they don't
out there
trust
that are
other dudes.
Skeezy dudes out
actually,
there.
And you know, I've actually heard
but
people
but at the end of the day,
that.
Like they can't. You still can't.
Yeah.
Still can't act like that.
And I think that makes sense. Like, I work at a bar, so it's a big thing. Like, you're just constantly coming into contact with tons of different people. And I think that can make people feel a little insecure if you're dating them. But I also understand, like, I had a friend who said once, you know, no matter how much he trusts his girlfriend, he just doesn't trust other guys. So I do see that side to it. That
yeah,
it could be a little.
Mean, I'm like yes and no on this, just because like naturally I'm more of a jealous kind of person.
Yeah,
but I don't act out on jealousy anymore, just because I feel like I'm older. Just
yeah,
kinda, like, chill out now. But yeah, I don't think it's so much like getting jealous. I think it's like how you handle it.
Yeah,
like, that's what I think.
Yeah,
I think some
that's
people
a good
are just
point.
Naturally like. Like very territorial.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing. It's just like, how do you handle it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least maybe I just say that for myself.
I mean, that's a good point, because you can be jealous and like express it. Like, some people are just more jealous than others. So you can be jealous and express it in a way that's not like acting out or like accusing your girlfriend of cheating or something. There are ways to.
Yeah.
There are ways to portray that that aren't.
Yeah. And I think a lot of guys, like, especially when they see. So, like, the whole reason all this started, right, like, that we're talking, this whole podcasting
yeah.
started was because there's just a lot of guys who are good guys, but can't talk to women at all. Like,
yeah.
just, I don't know what it is, but, and then on first dates, like, they get too serious too fast, and I feel like a big reason for that is, like, you know, like, if a guy's on a date with you, it's a first date, like, this is a great girl, comes sweet, nice, like... And then there's, like, I want to lock this down, like,
yeah.
as soon as freaking possible. Has that ever happened to you where a guy is just, like, getting really serious really fast? And you kind of freaked out.
Not necessarily on, like, first date. I mean, there was, like... I don't know. There was, like, the guy that I was dating, and he was just, like, really, really quickly, like, you want to be my girlfriend? We should call that. And actually, like, my current boyfriend... He started calling me his girlfriend really early on, and I was like, no, I'm not your girlfriend yet. But I think that was him. He's, like, a little bit older than me, and I think, like, that was just, like, in his head. He was like, okay, well, that's how it goes. Like, you date a little bit, and then they're your girlfriend. But it's, like, to him, the girlfriend title wasn't as serious.
Right.
And I actually had to explain to him, like, oh, no, like, you have to, like, there's a... whole group of idea that you have, like, a talk about that. You sit down and
you
say, like,
DTR.
You DTR. And he'd never heard of a DTR, and I had to
really?
Explain that
you
to him. He was
DTR.
Like, yeah. He was like, DTR. I just thought, you know, like, that's just what it is. When you've been dating for a while, someone's your girlfriend. And I was like, no, you need to sit down. You need to talk about it.
So I want to ask you a couple questions that I think would help a lot of people, especially guys who, or girl, whatever. I don't want to make assumptions, but, okay, if a guy just came up to you and said, look, I think you're cute, would you like to go out to dinner sometime? What would you think of that? I mean, he introduced himself and everything.
If he does it in a nice way, I think that would be okay. Like, if you're just direct like that, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, I mean, if he wasn't being... Let's see, if he wasn't being creepy about it, I don't know how you would make that creepy. But if he's just, like, a nice guy... He's sober. He just comes up and says...
Sober.
You know,
I don't know if...
I work
know,
at a...
That sobriety thing I think you're going to have to, like, give
know.
A pass on.
I mean, maybe not 100%. As someone who works at a bar, I've had a lot of drunk guys ask me out to dinner.
How do they do it?
Be like, they just come up and they're like, well, this is a really common line, is they say, like, hey... Well, first they, like, ask you if you want to hang out after you get off work.
That's
and
weird.
You're like, it's weird because you go at work until, like, 2:30 in the morning and... You're like, well, nothing. They're essentially, like, asking you to a stranger's house at 3 a.m. And, like, we learned earlier, that's how you can get murdered. Nothing good happens at a stranger's house after 3 a.m.
Nope.
So it's not, no, it's not good. Or they'll do that. They'll be like, oh, are you planning on going straight home after you get off work tonight? Or, and I'm like, are you planning on following me? Is that why you want
to
know?
Are you trying to get my address?
That's not a good way to know it. That's how you get murdered. Don't do that.
Yep, don't do that.
But a lot of times, or they'll just be like, hey, like, I know you get this all the time, but do you, like, maybe want to go for a drink sometime?
Whenever you hear, I know you get this all the time, do you already know what's coming
I
after?
Know what's going to happen,
yeah. Do you almost wish they'd never said that?
I do, and I don't know why it bothers me that people do it, but I think it's sort of like a...
Presumptuous?
Yeah, I think it's just... There's something about it that it's like, oh, hey, like, you're hot. Do you want to go on a date with me? Like, oh, I'm sure people come up to you all the time and ask you out. But it's like, if you, like, talk to me first. Okay, well, now I'm, like, rethinking my answer earlier. Yeah, but case in point,
you do get asked out a lot. Like, it's not, yeah. like, it's not yeah. like, I feel like them saying that. So just speaking from experience, right, it's intimidating. Like,
yeah.
Because you get shot down. I feel like a lot of getting to date is, like, learning just how to get told no. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Unless you're just one of those smooth dudes who are talking, like, they can talk and they're
yeah.
friendly and nice and people just feel comfortable around them, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're not that, like, that's, like, very rare.
Yeah, if
you
you're
know?
Awkward. The thing, too, I always think about is, like, I'm actually, like, on dates, I can be incredibly awkward. Like, I can be, so, I went to a date once and I, like, texted my sister and I was like, okay, goal for tonight is, like, to not talk about Sasha and Malia Obama because I love them and they come up in conversation. And I, like, texted her during the day and I was like, I just brought them up and also how much I love serial killers. And she was like, you know he's gonna escape, like, out the bathroom window. So, like, I don't know. The approach is weird, but a lot of times, like, girls are really awkward too, and I think if you approach a girl just being like,
I mean,
don't
it,
worry.
It doesn't matter. Like, yeah. if you're so, like, here's, I at least what I've noticed, and maybe you can say, I think there's like, I don't like to scale people on looks.
Yeah.
Let's just say I did like to scale people on looks.
Yeah.
Women will typically date down. Like, they'll date a guy who's, like, not on the same caliber of attractiveness as them.
Yeah.
And dudes typically don't do that. So, like, when you're out on a date, it's like a guy who's, like, finding you attractive. So if you're awkward, he's just like, F it. I don't
yeah.
care. Like, whatever, dude. She's cute. She's on a date with me. Like, it's got to be, like, for a guy to say that, he's got to be, like, a good-looking chap to be able to say that. You know?
Yeah.
He's got to be, like, a,
to be like
a model-looking kind of guy to go, like, she's awkward. Like, I'm good. For the most part, though, they're like, fucking Malia Obama, man. Let's just chat about the Obamas for a little bit. Like, it doesn't, I mean, it's just such a weird, it's
that
a weird thing when you're dating.
It is, and that's one of the weird things about being a girl, and I'm sure guys get this too, like, there's sometimes where I'm, like, hanging out with someone, and I'll say something, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, and I'm like, that wasn't, no, that was not a smart thing or a cool thing that I said. Don't give this credit. Like, I'm being very weird right now.
Yeah, it's
but
weird.
You're right, I guess they do. I don't even remember where I was going with this. But I guess, yeah, it's if someone comes up and they say, like, I don't know. I know it's hard to approach people, but I also think, like, so many of my girlfriends, you know, you'll be talking to girls, and they just want that. Like, they just want someone to come up and talk to them. And
even,
like,
if it's, like, a no. Even if they're, like...
Even if it's a no, they,
what if it's, like,
like,
oh, not you, though?
Oh, if you said it like that, I wouldn't be, like...
No, but, like, what if it's a girl who's, like, I want guys to talk to me, but not this guy.
Oh. No.
Not this.
Yeah, that's hard. Maybe you need to pick your...
So, like, how do you say no whenever guys ask you out?
I used to,
before,
like,
you had a boyfriend. Because, like, now it's easier. You say,
to
I don't
be
have
honest,
a boyfriend.
Like, sometimes I would lie. Like, if I really didn't want to go out with them. I mean, a lot of times I would honestly, like... I have a thing where I wouldn't give out my number. But a lot of times I would take someone's number. And so I would just be like, I don't give out my number because, like, I don't, you know, just kind of, like, first
reason. I have a friend who used to give girls his number. So they'd be like, here, I'll give you my number. They'd give him his phone. But then he would, like, text it.
Oh,
and
really?
And so then he would get their number.
Oh, that's
I was like,
sneaky.
You're such a skeeze, bro. But that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
I feel like that's a way to make sure
number.
It's, like,
that's how
go
you
all
do
the way
it.
Through. Absolutely.
Dang. I didn't even think about how they could
you
know, do that.
Yeah, you got to be, yeah. you just have to be ahead of the curve on that one.
Yeah.
You know, you just
so
don't,
maybe
don't
give
a guy
that.
Your phone, yeah.
Don't give him the phone. Just tell him you can write it down.
Yeah.
So I do that. I'm like,
I'm good with, you know,
yeah.
my memory's good. Just tell me. I'll remember.
I got it. I got it. I think I told someone once if they could find me on Facebook, they could add me. And they were like, okay, what's your name on Facebook? And I was like, I'm only going to say it once. And then if you remember it, you can add me. Because it's my full name and it's kind of long.
Yeah.
So,
hard to spell, too.
Yeah, hard to spell.
Very hard to spell.
I usually do it to drunk people because they won't remember. Like, if they're bothering you and they won't leave you alone, I'd be like, look, I don't give out my number for safety reasons. Here's my name
but
on
see,
Facebook.
Now,
you
now
can add
so
me.
But see, now it's so different because you can add someone on Snapchat. You can add
yeah.
them on Twitter. You can add them on Instagram. So it's like there's so many layers
oh
of impersonal.
I have a creepy story.
Okay.
Can I share a creepy
yeah,
story?
Absolutely.
This is maybe off subject.
Don't care.
There was this guy who came into the bar. Like, he's been coming in for a while, and he doesn't... he's a regular guest because he comes in all the time, but most regulars are like our friends and we get to know them and we talk to them, and he doesn't talk to us. So he comes into the bar, and I know his name because he pays with a credit card. So that's the only reason I know this guy's name. And he comes and he sits at the bar, and he'll drink a couple drinks and not talk to anyone and then leave. And like 2 weeks ago, he did this, and then he left. And then my phone went off, and I looked at it, and I had an Instagram notification that said that he'd started following me on Instagram. And it was, like, it's his full name is his Instagram handle. So it's the same as the name of the credit card, so I knew who it was. And I was like, how did you even find me on Instagram? I mean, maybe there's, like, a way. I'm really bad with technology. So I don't know if he could, like, find it based on where I worked or what. But never spoken to me, left the bar, and, like, 15 minutes after leaving the bar, added me on Instagram.
Maybe he just wanted then, like, your name. So, like, he's just like, okay, what's her name? He's listening for it.
Maybe, like, then he heard it.
And it was like, bam. Because
actually, just looked it up, found it. Because actually, my name on Instagram is also my first and last name for the most part.
There's a lot of detective work that went into this.
But I don't know how he knew my last name.
What did he message you?
Did he
get in your DMs?
He started liking. He did not get into my DMs. He started liking my photos. But like, this was like 2 weeks ago. There were photos back from December
that he liked.
He's liking them.
Damn! Don't do that,
and
guys.
Then,
look,
don't.
You can
don't do
look,
that.
Look, as a guy, dating now, but before when I was single. You look through photos. It's what you do. You see a cute girl, you want to see more pictures of the cute girl. Don't like her shit
past a day.
I have like a day cutoff. It's like, was this posted within the last 24 hours? Nope, not liking it. She basically doesn't even know I looked at it.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
That's okay. And
you should really...
If you want to scroll, you know, I don't know.
You're not private. Just scroll through it.
But liking stuff from Christmas is a little weird.
Maybe he likes Christmas.
Maybe he wanted to see
how you liked Christmas. Is she really into Christmas? Is she kind of not?
It was a picture of me wearing a New Yorker yoga shirt that my dad got me for Christmas. So maybe he really likes the New Yorker. I don't know. It just seemed like a weird choice.
I bet he liked it by accident.
I bet he did. Because
he's scrolling,
That's why you gotta be
careful.
When
I first got Instagram, I would like shit all the time. I used to get so mad. I would just scroll through, not people's, but just like the feed.
Yeah.
And just hearts were popping up. I was like, what the hell does this heart mean?
Just
I
don't
know anything about it. Yeah, I bet that's what he did. He liked it and he was like, can't take it back
now,
dude. It's already out there.
Yeah.
You know, I can't unlike it. Just getting that notification no matter what.
Yeah.
Might as well tell her what I'm
feeling. Might as well just keep going with it. Just run with it.
You should have just liked everything.
Just every single one.
I'm committed, girl. You see what I'm doing?
It's too late now.
It's a lot of work that's going into this whole Instagram experience for me.
One of our waitresses thinks he's really hot, and she was like, damn, I wish that he would talk to me. I was like, he does nothing but stare at the wall, and then he added me on Instagram and liked my photos. Maybe he's going to murder me. And she was like, I'd let him murder me. That guy is so hot.
So he's cute. He's like a cute guy.
Yeah, I mean, he is a cute guy.
I just don't get
it. It's just weird, like... that he doesn't talk, you know. Like, I would rather you say hi to me in person than just creepily start following me.
Sounds really creepy.
I think that's one of the things you were talking about. Like, guys, like, don't realize they're being weird. Like, they think it's, you know, or guys don't know how to approach people. Like, they think that this is a normal thing to do.
Yeah, and, like, and girls don't give feedback on it. Like, hey, man, this is, hey, just a little, you know, a little feedback on how you did this. They don't do that, so guys keep doing the same shit.
Yeah. And it's not like...
It's just the way it goes, though, man. Like, I feel... And that's the thing. Like, when you have an attractive-looking guy, like, they'd play an attractive-looking cat if someone's saying that kind of stuff about
him.
Just go talk to girls, man. Yeah. Be like, dude, you're cute.
Just say hi.
I want to feed your face for an hour and just listen to you talk to me.
Yeah.
Can we do that at some place you want to go? We'll meet there. You can Uber home. You don't have to see me after. You know, make it safe.
Yeah.
It's like, your life isn't in jeopardy while we're on this date.
Yeah. You're not going to get murdered. I feel like I talk about getting murdered a lot.
You put yourself in precarious situations.
This is how it happens. But yeah, especially, like, I don't know. Like, in that specific situation, like, if you're at a bar, like, that's one of the jobs of the bartender is to, like, just talk to you. Like, you can just strike up a conversation and then talk. And then, as far as like the following me on Instagram thing was, I had a guy come up to me once and we talked a little bit during the shift. And then he was just like, hey, I think you're really cool. Can I follow you on Snapchat? And I was like, sure. Like, I don't put a lot of personal stuff on my Snapchat story or anything. Mostly just send them direct so I don't feel like he'd really get anything. But I like let him, I like let him scan my phone and everything. But he told me he wanted to do it. He didn't just like creepily try to find me on Snapchat.
He didn't say anything later. Weird either.
No, and I don't think, honestly, he was kind of drunk. I think maybe he forgot he added me because I haven't heard from him since. But I don't know. Like, he told me, like, can I do this? Is that okay?
Yeah,
to me, that's a lot better than being, like, sneaky about it.
Yeah, and, like, talking to friends and stuff, it seems like Snapchat's the new, like, first layer. Like, you can have my Snapchat. You can maybe have my Twitter. You can only have my Instagram if I just want a lot of followers. Like, some girls just want followers. You know, or people, not even girls. Girls, guys, whatever.
Just like that Instagram.
But, like, the phone number is now, like, it is hard to get to that thing.
Yeah.
I feel like dudes have a hard time getting to that phone number now because it's like, you can have my Snapchat instead.
Yeah.
Damn. I just want a phone number.
But it's kind of funny, too. Like, and I don't know. This is maybe silly, but I feel like I'm on, like, we're kind of on the older age of that sort of, like, social media. You know, like, I didn't get Snapchat until pretty recently. Yeah. And, like, my friends use it, but, like, I don't know. Younger girls use it all the time, nonstop. But I feel like a lot of people post, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people post a lot of personal stuff on Snapchat, a lot of personal stuff on Instagram. Like, they'll be out and they'll be like, I'm at this bar, I'm at this club doing this right now. And it's like, you won't give someone your phone number, but they're really easy to find, you know, if they wanted to come find you or they want to know what you're doing every day. I feel like that's a lot more information. I don't know. I guess, like, I'm more willing to give out because I don't post that much. Like, my Facebook's really private. And then, unless you're my friend, and then my Instagram and Snapchat, I post stuff on them, but
it's not personal.
I mean, I post a lot of pictures of my cat, so if you want to, like, find out about my cat,
what's
you
his
can
name?
Find it.
Gregory, right? Yeah.
His full name is Gregory Philip Martis McIntosh Burke. It's his full name.
That's a very fancy cat.
He's a very fancy cat.
Very good for him. Jesus. But
so,
anyways,
you know, any potential suitors for me can find pictures of him on Instagram, because that's all it is. Just
well,
him and cute.
Time is running out. We're going to have to end this. But is there anything that you would tell, in your experience, like, just some big, big red things, you know, don't do this, guys, kind of things?
Yeah.
Or for them to do?
I would say, don't be weird, but that's a big blanket statement.
Yeah.
Don't ask people what they're doing at 4 o'clock in the morning. Don't tell people they remind you of their mom. That happened to me once. Don't follow people on Instagram, but then not talk to them. I would say just be direct. It's okay. So my boyfriend, and this is honestly, like, every person that I've ever seriously dated, and it's different for everybody. Like, I know people who married people they met on Tinder. But a big thing for me, like, every person that I ever dated seriously was really someone that I already knew and that I'd already formed a relationship with before anything happened with us. And, like, I think that's really, if you can just be, I don't know, I know it's, like, weird, like, if you see a girl and you think, you know, in a bar or something, you want to go up and talk to her and ask her out, like, that's a different situation than if, like, maybe you know somebody that you're interested in. But I think, like, the big thing is just be genuine and just be nice and just, like, try to get to know that other person. Like,
right.
Show interest in that other person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, and just to go back to your point saying, like, being reminded that, or saying that you remind them of their mom or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, just to say, your advice may not translate to another woman. You know, like, people in general aren't the same. Like, all women aren't the same, all men aren't the same, so, you know, just to take all this, whatever, with a grain of salt. But if you're the kind of guy who's been doing that and no one calls you back, no one's texting you back, like, maybe just stop doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe just take that one out of your arsenal for a little bit. You know, maybe just wait.
Just wait. And don't get mad if people don't text you back. I believe you shouldn't ghost people. But, you know.
Have you ever ghosted someone?
I don't think I have. I've been ghosted, though. Yeah. But a couple times, actually. But it was never serious when it happened. It was, like, after, like, a couple dates, and they just stopped responding. But, yeah, like, if someone's not responding to you, like, don't keep pushing it. If someone's interested, I guess that's also a big thing of advice I'd give, is that if someone's interested, like, they'll show interest, And I know there are girls that play hard to get, and they're like, oh, I'm going to make you work for it. Those, I don't want to sound mean, but, like, don't waste your time on those people. Yeah. If they're going to be like, oh, I have to text, you know, he has to text me, like, 5 times for me to know that I'm really interested in him. Like, I would say to girls, don't do that, you know? Just, like, be upfront and honest with each other.
Absolutely.
But, you know, don't beat a dead horse. And just be nice. And
yeah.
That's such a weird thing to say, but just, like, be nice.
Don't be an a-hole to people.
Don't be an a-hole. Don't
be nice to people.
Yeah.
Janitors.
Janitors.
Waitstaff.
Anyone. You know,
anyone, dude. Just be nice
garbage
to everyone.
Men,
it doesn't matter. Everyone's... You're all people.
Cool.
I don't get it.
Like,
I've met dudes like that who are like assholes to people.
And they think it's good. They think people like it.
Like, I just want to kick you in the balls,
maybe,
dude.
Maybe people do, but I don't think that's how real relationships start.
No, because... I mean, you never know when your career is going to just hit the shitter.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work a job that you don't love.
It's going to be different.
You know, you got to be good, man. Everyone's just working hard trying to make a living, you know? So I don't get that either.
No.
That's a weird thing.
And I will say, like, kind of what I said earlier, a big advice to guys were, like, you have no idea how many, like, times I've had a friend or someone who they're, like, going on a date, and all their girlfriends are like, you know what, maybe you're going to marry this guy. Like, maybe you guys will start dating for serious and this will be real. And, like, that's a lot of pressure. We probably shouldn't do that. So I don't want to scare people. But it's like, I think every time there are a lot of girls out there who want someone to come up to them and talk to them, who want to go on a really nice date. Like, or
just
even
take a chance,
date.
Guys.
Yeah.
Take
and if
a
you
chance.
Go on a date with somebody, they probably want it to work as much as you do. And maybe it doesn't, and that's okay. Because not everyone's meant to be together.
Yeah,
but,
you know.
Like, don't be scared. Either it works out or it doesn't. And, like, I don't know. I think a lot of times guys, it's like, that I'm friends with.
You can at
with
least turn
general.
It into, like, a positive experience.
Yeah. Or you'll get a good story about it. I once went on a date with a guy that took me to his own concert. And he played trombone in a ska band. And everyone was dressed like monkeys. And it was terrible.
You have a lot of stories.
So bad. But you know what? I have so many stories now. And it's fun.
Yeah,
and
it's fun to reflect on it.
You know? I don't know. I just
or
don't
depressing,
think...
Or depending on when you're...
Or sad. Or yeah, sad.
It just depends on when you're reflecting.
It's good now that I have a boyfriend. If I end up single and it's just my cat, they might become sad stories. But no, I just don't... I don't know. I think people put so much stress on dating. And that was part of, like, me being single for a long time. Something that I really liked was I stopped... I don't know. I just, like, stopped stressing so much about it. I was like, either you do or you don't. And it's okay. Like, either way, it's okay. And I think that guys... I think one of the reasons that guys sometimes come off weird or creepy when they're approaching girls is because they're so stressed out and they don't know what to do.
Yeah, what's scary, man.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I want to go out. But I've been told... And a lot of guys have been just told no a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's hard to just keep getting told no.
Yeah.
But you gotta do it, man. Like, I don't know how else to say it. It ain't gonna happen. Unless you're just a lucky person.
Yeah.
A woman's not just going to approach you and say, hey, we should go on a date.
Yeah.
You gotta keep trying.
Because you never, I don't know, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, man, just be yourself and be nice. But be nice. Unless yourself is like an a-hole, be nice.
Yeah, unless yourself is a jerk. Unless you're mean to waiters, then no.
Be a good person.
Don't do that.
Learn how to be a really nice person and then be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself as a nice person. Well, my
like
boyfriend, like a flowchart. Nice person. But, like, my boyfriend, we met because I worked at this bar and he would come into this bar all the time. We knew each other for 3 years and he would just, like, you know, we started talking at the bar a lot. And there were so many times that I was leaving the bar and he would, like, I'd get done with work, like, when I was working a day, not at 3 a.m., and I was working the day and I was leaving at, like, 6, and he would be leaving the bar at the same time, and I'd be like, this is it. Tom's going to ask me if I want to go hang out. Like, this is going to be that moment. And then he'd be like, okay, bye, see you later, Jesse, and, like, leave. And then finally, one day, we hung out after work, and there were so many times leading up to it that I was like, I really thought you were going to ask me if I wanted to hang out. And he was like, yeah, I just didn't think you wanted to, or I was, like, nervous or something. Which, you know, I get, but if he'd asked me, like, a month or two earlier, probably would have hung out with him a month or two earlier. Like,
absolutely. He was just playing the long game.
Yeah, you know? He was playing the long game.
I like that.
But,
that's how you do
know.
It. Well, dude, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to keep drinking and chatting here, but we're going to get going for the evening. Check out Toasted here in Lower Greenville area. Bring your dogs. Get the old fashioned, which is what I've been sipping on. This has been good. You had what? What did you drink?
I don't even. It's a wheat beer that I can't remember what it's called.
It's got a lemon in it. It's really fancy.
It's good. It's good. Just ask for a beer with a lemon.
I might get that. But anyways, thank you all for listening, and we're out.